朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
因为十字架的道路就是要舍己。
Yes, because we ought to deny ourselves on this way of cross.
但是弟兄姊妹，十字架的道路，所以有人走得上去的原因。
But yet, the reason that some could follow on the way of cross.
就是因为耶稣亲自的同行。
It's because Jesus was walking with them.
就是因为我们是跟耶稣。
It's because we're following Jesus.
我们不是跟随一个理想。
We're not following an ideal.
我们不是跟随一个组织。
Or we're following an organization.
我们不是跟随任何神所重用的仆人。
We're not following a great servant of God.
我们乃是跟随这位宇宙的主宰，我们的主耶稣基督。
We're following the master of the universe, our Lord Jesus Christ.
主，这是我们力量的来源。
And that is the source of our strength.
所以我说神的要其实是神的给。
That's why I say whenever God demands, it's the time that, God wants to give us.
连一个小小的 City of Santa Clara, City Commission, City Council, 我们都觉得要这么大的挑战。
It's a small city and a city commissioner, city council, we feel this is such a great challenge.
那哪里会有什么州长、总统愿意跟我们同在同行的呢？
There will be no governor, state governor or a president will want to walk with us.
我们的神却是一个要求我们跟我们同行的神。
But yet our God demands that we walk with him.
你觉得这是要求吗？
Do you feel it's a demand?
那是神恩典。
It's God's grace.
那是神的祝福。
It's God's blessing.
神说你们来跟我同行。
God says, come, walk with me.
那是神恩待我们。
That is God's grace.
我听说年轻孩子打篮球的时候。
I heard when young people play basketball.
总是挑两个最好的然后猜拳。
They always pick two best people and then they play rock, scissors.
然后谁赢了谁先 pick 下一个人。
And then, and then the winner will pick the next player.
马上就被挑到的人都觉得很 honor, 哇他挑我。
And who never get picked by the best player feels honored.
你说今天 Mike Jordan 在这第一个会 pick 你吗？
Do you think Mike Jordan will come and pick you?
如果 Mike Jordan 第一个 pick Joseph Ma, 你高不高兴？
If Mike Jordan comes and pick Joseph, will you be happy?
Too good to be true, 他根本没表情。
Too good to be true. He doesn't have...
弟兄姊妹，神这样子拣选我们，让我们成为羔羊的同伴。
Yet God picked us to be His companion.
这是神爱我们。
That's because God loves us.
弟兄姊妹，神整个宇宙都不能成为他居住的地方。
The whole universe cannot be His dwelling place.
他选择了这块小小的地球。
Yet He picked this small earth.
而在小小的地球里面，他选选了小小的迦南地。
And then on this earth, He picked this little land of Canaan.
小小的迦南地，他挑了耶路撒冷。
Then out of Canaan, He picked Jerusalem.
他挑了那个圣殿。
He picked the temple.
然后他居住在其中。
And He dwelled in there.
弟兄姊妹，这么伟大的神居然住在神百姓中间。
This great God lives in His people, in the midst of His people.
难怪所罗门王说，天和天上的天都不够你住啊，这位神。
No wonder King Solomon says,Heaven and even heaven above heaven cannot contain you.
你怎么会住在人手所造的殿宇呢？虽然这个殿宇高大辉煌。
Even though this great temple is magnificent, but how can a great God live in a temple?
而我们到了新约，居然我这个人成为神的居所。
When it comes to the New Testament time, we become God's temple.
保罗等于急到一个地步，说岂不知你们是神的殿吗？
That's why God, Paul out of this, excitement, he says, don't you know you are the temple of the Holy Spirit?
怎么会不知道这件事情呢？
How can you not know?
岂不知道你们就是神的殿吗？
He cried, don't you know you are the temple of the Holy Spirit?
神的灵住在你们里面。
And the Holy Spirit dwells in you.
弟兄姊妹啊，这是一个乐意与人亲近的神。
This God who desires to be close to me.
当他选择住在神百姓中间的时候。
When he chooses to live in the midst of God's people.
以色列百姓背弃了他。
The Israelite forsake him.
他们远离神，他们去敬拜别的神。
They departed from him and worshiped other gods.
整个四世纪结束在一句话：那时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
The entire book of Judges ends with one statement. At that time, there's no king in Israel. Everyone did what they thought was fitting.
所以仇敌起来攻击他们。
The enemy rose to attack them.
他们征战失败了，他们就想要来利用神。
After they got defeated, they tried to exploit God.
他们说，我们去把约柜，我们不如去把约柜抬来。
That they said, maybe it would be good that we bring ark with us.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做只有属灵的方法，没有属灵的实际。
This is that, like they're using a spiritual way without spiritual reality.
我们不如去把约柜抬来。
It says, maybe it's good if we bring out the ark.
但是或许我们可以得胜。
Maybe we will have victory.
弟兄姊妹，神就容让约柜被掳。
So God allowed the ark to be captured.
那一天在以色列中间发生了一件悲惨的事情，叫做以加伯，神的荣耀离开以色列。
That day a tragedy happened in the nation of Israel. It's called Ichabod.The glory of God departed from Israel.
弟兄姊妹，我们都不希望给孩子取名字叫以加伯。
No one wants to name our child Ichabod.
那天以利的孙子就被起了名字，那天生下来叫以加伯，神的荣耀离开以色列。
That day the grandson of Eli was named Ichabod, meaning the glory of God departed from Israel.
神的同在，神的荣耀离开了他们。
God's glory and God's presence departed from them.
但是弟兄姊妹啊，神的心没有办法得到安息的。
But yet God's heart just could not rest.
我这两天不知道要怎么去说我里面这个感觉啊。
I don't know how to express my feeling inside.
神的荣耀离开以色列。
God's glory departed from Israel.
但是神的心没有办法安息。
Yet God's heart could not rest.
他们拿到雅斯图，雅斯图的人全部长疮。
They brought the ark to a city in Philippines, and everyone.There got tumors.
他们拜的大鬼庙神像倒在地上，头跟两个手都断掉了。
They brought the ark into the temple of Dagon, and then the statue of Dagon just fell off, and then the arms fell off.
他们送到加特，送到以格伦，送到一个地方，那个地方的人就全部生病了。
They kept transporting the ark of God to different cities. Wherever the ark went, the whole city will get sick.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见了没有？神的荣耀肯在我们中间是大恩典啊。
Do we see that it's God's grace that His glory resides with us?
当约柜进到外邦人中间的时候，神的手重重地压在他们的身上。
When the ark was being placed in the land of the Gentiles, God's hand was heavy on them.
圣经上说到最后，腓力斯人一个送，最后送到以格伦去。
And finally, the Bible says they kept on transporting the city to Eglon.
圣经上说全城惊叫呼号，声音上达于天，他们怕死了。
The Bible says everyone in the city just cry out with terror because they're terrified.
他们因为不认识神。
Because they did not know God.
神的手在他们的身上啊。
And yet God's hand was heavy on them.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们看见了没有？上个礼拜二，
Last Tuesday,
下午六点钟。
6 o'clock in the evening.
我出去到教会外面走路祷告的时候。
I took a prayer walk around our church facility.
那天傍晚风蛮凉的。
That time it was rather cool.
我本来想赶快走回去加个外套。
I was about to go back to get a jacket.
结果我走到餐厅后面。
I walked behind the cafeteria.
那个后花园。
That garden, small garden.
就在我快要走到三年前，神那天对我说，遍地要被我的荣耀充满，给我们教会应许买这块会所的地方的时候。
I was about to go to the place where God promised me 3 years ago that the whole earth would be filled with glory. God used that word to instruct me to buy this place.
突然一句话出现在我的里面。
All of a sudden, words came to me.
那一对直行大道不偏左右的牛。
Those cows who walk straight forward without turning right or turning left.
我突然摸着主的心。
All of a sudden, I could feel God's heart.
我在主的面前哭起来，我当场跪在地上。
I understood God's heart, and I was on my knees crying.
我就跪在那边一直流泪，就是神当初给我们应许的那块地方。
I knelt down at the place where God gave me the promise 3 years ago.
直行大道不偏左右的牛。
The cows that went straight forward without turning left or turning right.
我里面马上知道神说的是什么。
I understood what God meant.
约柜在 腓立斯地一个地一个地一个地，神的心没有办法得到安息。
The ark of God traveled from city to city in the land of Philistines, but yet God's heart could not rest.
神的手在外邦人的身上。
God's hands was on the Philistines.
直到他们甘心的要把这块地交还，就是甘心的要把约柜交还给以色列人。
Until they willingly returned the ark to Israel.
而当他们那天把约柜放在这一对牛车上的时候
，That day when they placed the ark on the cart carried by the cows.
圣经上说，这一对牛约柜一上去的时候，他们就直行大道，边走边叫，不偏左右，回到以色列中间来。
The Bible says that those cows went straight up, keeping on the road.Blowing all the way, they did not turn to the right or to the left.
主让我摸着了那个归心似箭的神啊。
I could feel God's heart, how homesick he was.
他在外邦地没有办法安息的。
He could not rest in the land of Gentiles.
他只有回到神百姓，回到他所爱的儿女们中间，他能够得到安息。
Unless he returned to the people he loved, he could not rest.
你想想看，这两只牛从来不认路的。
Imagine those cows, they did not know the way.
但是那天我相信神的灵在那里工作在他们的身上。
I believe that day the Spirit of God was leading the way.
驴可以为神说话，对巴兰说话。
That the donkey can speak to Balaam.
牛那天也在这里摸着了神的心，他们就整个奔在路上，不偏左右。
And those cows could be led by God and understood God's will. He could walk on God's way without turning.
因为他带着那个归心似箭的神要回到神百姓中间来。
Because those cows were carrying the ark that represents God who was homesick.
当我跪在那里一直流泪向神举手祷告的时候。
So when that day when I was lifting my hands to pray.
我说主啊 ,CUP 真的不是我们的目的。
I say, Lord, CUP is not our goal.
弟兄姊妹Powers 也不是我们的目的，那都是神的恩典，神一定要给的。
Powers is not our goal; it's God's grace. He will give to us.
但是神希望得到一般的百姓，是生命被神改变过的。
But God wants to obtain a people who have been transformed by God.
神要得到一般百姓，是那么在乎、那么珍惜神的同在的。
But God wants to obtain a group of people who care about God and God's presence.
我们不是风闻有神，我们不是礼拜天来聚个会而已。
It's not He doesn't want us just to have heard about God and come to church on Sunday.
神要得到一般百姓，是跟神之间有真实的关系，有活泼的关系。
God wants to obtain a group of people who have a lively and real relationship with Him.
弟兄姊妹啊，我很喜欢修华的翻译是 homesick God， 一个想家的神。
To realize that God was homesick.
他真的是归心似箭，他是一个想家的神。
He was homesick and desperate to return home.
我说我每次读到以西结书的时候，我一定流泪。
Every time I read the book of Ezekiel, I would cry.
以西结书九章到十一章讲到神的荣耀离开以色列。
Chapters 9 through 11 in the book of Ezekiel describes how the glory of God departed from Israel.
他描写那个依依不舍，真的是舍不得离开的以色列的神。
It describes how slowly God departed, and yet He did not willingly go.
他原来是在圣殿至圣所厄基之伯上耶和华神的荣耀在那里的。
Because originally His glory resides in between the cherubims in the holy of the holy place in the temple. 但是从第九章
开始，你看见 the departing of God's glory， 他一步一步一步的离开了。
Starting from chapter 9 was the parting of God's glory. Slowly He departed.
他到了殿的门槛。
He went through the doorsteps of the temple.
已经不是至圣所了，已经到门槛了。
He already left the holy of the holy place to the doorstep.
接下去又讲到神的灵到了外院。
And then the God's spirit.Reached the courtyard.
又说到神的荣耀到了城的东门。
And then to the east gate of the city.
然后就是讲到到了城东的山上了。
And then went to the hills outside of the city.
最后以西结说，就在我的眼前，神的荣耀上升了。
And finally, Ezekiel says, right before my eyes, God's glory ascended.
就是因为以西结说，就在我的眼前，神的荣耀上去了。
And this picture is just right before my eyes.That glory of God ascended.
这么喜欢住在神儿女们中间的神。
This God who delights and who longs to live with His people.
全家长老带着百姓拜假神，得罪神了。
Yet the whole nation of Israel, starting with the elders, worship the false God.
那你看到一个依依不舍，这么舍不得离开的神。
And this God who was unwilling, Yes, he departed.
弟兄姊妹啊，在四世纪在撒母耳记上，我们看到同样的故事。
We see the same story in the book of Judges and the First Samuel.
神没有办法得到安息。
God's heart could not rest.
他想家。
He was homesick.
他归心似箭。
He could not wait to return home.
所以当约柜一放在这个牛车上的时候
well, when the ark was placed on the cart.
那对牛就直奔大道，边跑边叫，不偏左右。
This pair of cows kept walking straight home, going all the way without turning left or to the right.
把那个归心似箭的神给带回来了。
He brought back God who was desperate to go home.
虽然底下的故事也让我们难过，以色列人不敢要这个约柜。
Even though the story following still grievous because the Israelites did not dare to accept.
神在旧约的律法再三告诉他们不可以擅自的打开约柜来看。
In the book of Moses, God kept on telling them, you should not open up the ark and look inside.
他们随便打开来看神击杀的70个人。
Yeah, they opened up the ark and looked inside. For this, God slain 70 people.
他们被管教，但是却没有从管教中学习的该学的功课。
They were disciplined, but they never learned the lesson behind the discipline.
他们立刻把约柜送到这个基列耶林那里。
So they sent the ark back to
基列耶林的人的手中。
Kiriyeri.
弟兄姊妹，这些人是在殿里面打杂的服苦役的人。
These people were the laborers in the temple.
所以约柜留在基列耶林，一留留了80年到100年，直到大卫把他给找回来。
So the ark stayed there for about 80 to 100 years until King David sought after it.
因为神的百姓只要神的祝福，不要这位是祝福的神。
Because God's people only care about God's blessings, but not the blesser himself.
因为神的百姓不接受神的管教，只怕是因为管教的神。
God's people were afraid of God's discipline and reject God's discipline.
所以他们把神再次打，好像打到冷宫里面一样。
So they once again put the ark aside and neglected.
第一次到大卫年间，他到处打听约柜，他说我在基列耶林就找着了。
Until the time of David, he searched out.God's ark everywhere until he found it.
当大卫真把约柜接回西安的时候
When King David welcomed ark back to Zion,
他在约柜面前极力跳舞。
He was dancing in front of ark.
弟兄姊妹，他的心摸着了神的喜乐。
Because he touched the joy of God.
当神的喜乐充满大卫的时候，他没有办法顾虑到他是君王。他撕着衣服，他在众人面前跳舞。
When the joy of God filledKing David, he could not contain himself. He took off his garment and joyfully danced before God.
因为神回来了。
Because God came back.
神的荣耀回来了。
The glory of God came back.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我真的求弟兄姊妹，我们不要把注意力只放在 CUP， 只放在我们的 building 上面。
Therefore, I ask brothers and sisters, don't focus your attention on CUP.
神到底要得到的是什么？
What does God want to obtain?
神到底向我们所要的是什么？
What does God require of us?
或者更准确的说，神到底要给我们什么？
Or more exactly, what does God want to give us?
我们得到了没有？
Have we obtained it?
我们生命真被神改变了吗？
Has our life been changed by God?
我们这个饼真被翻过来了吗？
Is this cake being turned by God?
我们这个酒真曾经被倒过吗？
Or this wine being poured out by God?
我们这个驴驹子真愿意让主来骑我们吗？
Or this colt has been ridden by God?
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
不仅仅神要改变我们的生命，
Not only God wants to change our life,
神要改变我们跟他之间的关系。
God wants to change our relationship with Him.
让神真是神。
Let God be God.
活在我们的生活里面。
And then let God live in our life.
让我们真把神当作神来荣耀他。
That we will glorify and honor Him as God.
我们真把神当作神来相信他。
And we will trust Him as God.
我们真把神当作神来爱他。
We'll love Him as God.
所以罗马书第一章保罗在那里列外邦人所有所犯的罪的时候。
In the book of Romans chapter 1, when Paul lists all the sins the Gentiles committed.
他讲到的第一个罪就是他们明明知道有神，却不把神当作神来荣耀他。
The first sin he listed is that they knew about God, but they did not glorify Him as God.
弟兄姊妹，我们这些基督徒比外邦人更明明知道有神。
And it's even so with us Christians, because we know there is God.
我们真把神当作神来相信他吗？
But do we trust Him as God?
如果我们真相信他，我们要相信他在他没有难成的事情。
If we truly trust in Him, we will believe that with Him nothing is impossible.
以赛亚书51章12节讲到说，你是谁，竟然怕那个必死的人？
In the book of Isaiah chapter 51 says, Who are you that you fear mortal man?
怕那些要变为草的世人。
Fear those who will turn to grass one day.
却忘记了那位铺张诸天、立定地基、创造你的耶和华。
But forget about the Lord who created the heaven and earth and who created you.
神为什么让我们在这么多的困难中间往前去
？So God lead us move forward in the midst of all these difficulties.
神容许征战延长。
God allowed the battle to prolong.
神允许风浪加狂。
And then the storms become even more fierce.
弟兄姊妹，神都是为了要训练我们对神的真认识。
It's in order to discipline and train us so that we get know God truly.
神知道我们所信的是神。
To know, to understand the one we believe is God.
我们真把神当作神来相信他的时候。
And when we trust him as God.
我们就要信任他在我们身上的美意和带领的手段。
And we will trust His guidance and His work in our life.
当我们真相信我们所信的神是神的时候
，When we truly trust that the one we believe is God,
我们要放心的让他来调度环境，来制作我们这个人。
We will allow Him to change our circumstances and to work in our life.
当我们真把神当作神来爱他
，When we love Him as God.
我们一定在我们的生活里面，我们会跟神之间有一个不同的关系。
We will have a different relationship with God.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
刚才带诗的时候，念诗姊妹讲说，让人看得出我们这些人是跟过耶稣的人。
Sister Nancy just shared when she was leading the worship that other people were recognized that we have been followers of Jesus.
我也跟弟兄姊妹交通过，以弗所书第四章，众人都说这些人是明明跟过耶稣的人。
In the book of Ephesians, what I also share with you, it says, these people have been followers of Jesus. It's very obvious.
其实在马可福音14章就已经讲过一次了。
In the Gospel of Mark chapter 14, it also says the same thing.
当彼得在大祭司的院子里面的时候。
When Peter was in the courtyard of the high priest.
有一个小侍女说这个人素来是跟拉撒勒人耶稣一伙的。
A servant girl recognized Peter and says, he has been with Jesus of Nazareth.
弟兄姊妹啊，这是一个最好的基督徒的这个形容啊。
And that is the best description of Christian.
袁熙，你喜不喜欢人家这样来讲说，这个人是跟耶稣一伙的
？Brother Albert, do you like it when people say、
啊、
this person has been with Jesus?
彼得那天却极力否认。
But yet that day, Peter tried very hard to deny it.
因为他对神的认识还不够。
Because his knowledge of God was not.
他把耶稣当夫子，当伟大的先知。
He treated Jesus as a great rabbi, a great prophet.
弟兄姊妹，当耶稣死里复活以后
，But after Jesus resurrected from the dead,
当彼得被圣灵充满的时候
，After Peter was filled with the Holy Spirit,
别人再要来抓他、威吓他
，When people tried to arrest him or threaten him,
说这些人是跟过耶稣的，他从来不否认了。
And then they accused him of saying, "This person has followed Jesus."He never denied it again.
而且他说我们所看见所听见的我不能不说。
And he says, I cannot stop but telling you what I have seen and I have heard.
所以那些官长都说他们所说的他们所做的无话可驳。
So the officials had nothing to say against their testimony.
弟兄姊妹，我真的巴不得我们在座的人都被人家称是跟耶稣基督拉撒勒人耶稣一伙的。
How I wish that everyone would call us follower of Jesus the Nazarene.
哎呀，太宝贵了。
Such a precious name.
不要被人家称为你是什么 Asian Pride 人。
Don't let other people call your nation Asian Pride.
人家如果能够说你是跟过耶稣的，弟兄姊妹，这是我们最好的生活。
People can call you follower of Jesus Christ. That's your best position identity.
人家说你是跟拉撒勒人耶稣一伙的人。
When they say you belong in the same group as Jesus the Nazarene.
我们求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
COP 再过三天，这件事情就要过去了。
In 3 days, the process of applying COP will end.
我们买会所、改会所，很快也会过去的。
And then it will soon, we will finish construction.
有一天主耶稣要回来，所有这个地和其上一切都要过去了。
One day Jesus will come, and then all the earth and then everything on earth will be over.
但是今天我们所有生命里面的改变。
But all the changes in our life,
所有跟神之间关系的突破
any breakthroughs in our relationship with God,
通通都是永恒的价值
will have eternal value.
记得我们曾经引用弟兄的话吗？你与神多亲近，在乎你自己的抉择。
Once I mentioned a statement of a brother, it is totally up to you how close you want to be with God.
与神建立友谊，不在乎要改变你所做的事。乃是改变我们做事的态度。
We don't have to change the things we do in order to establish friendship with God. But the attitude we do things.
邀请耶稣参与我们所做的每一个决定。
We can invite Jesus into the decision, our every decision-making process.
与耶稣分享我们每一个的感受。
And share with Jesus all our feelings.
告诉耶稣你里面每一个的想法。
Tell Jesus all the thoughts you have.
弟兄姊妹，但愿我们真是一般与神同行的人。
How we wish that we are a group of people who walk with God.
最后我们结束的时候读以赛亚书52章7到8节在纲要上有。
Let's read Isaiah chapter 52 verse 7 and 8. It's on the outline sheet.
那报佳音传平安报好信传救恩的对锡安说你的神作王了这人的脚登山何等佳美听啊你守望之人的声音他们扬起身来一同歌唱因为耶和华归回锡安的时候他们必亲眼看见我曾经说过守望者不仅仅是在那里守望仇敌的攻击
I shared with you before watchmen not only to stand guard against the attacks of enemies
守望者也在那里守望神奇妙的作为
They're also watching God's wonderful deeds
守望者也在那里守望神的脚踪。
Watchmen are watching God's footsteps.
这一群守望者站在锡安的城楼上。
These watchmen standing on Zion.
他们昼夜向耶和华呼求。
They're crying out to God day and night.
直到那一天，当他们看见耶和华重新回到锡安的时候。
Until that day, they see the Lord return back to Zion.
你发现守望者扬声欢呼啊。
The watchmen will lift up their voices.
他们大声一同歌唱
Together they shout for joy.
Oh, 他们看见那个想家的神回来了
They see this homesick God come back.
他们看见神回到锡安安家了
They come back. They see God return back to Zion and settle.
包括是这块地神应许要被他的荣耀充满
God has promised that his glory will fill the land of ours.
因为荣耀的神亲自拣选他做居所
Because this glorious God has chosen it to be His dwelling place.
他荣耀不是因为我们盖什么荣耀的 building.
It's glorious not because the building.
他荣耀不是因为我们有什么很好的 program.
It's glorious not because we have glorious program.
他之所以能够被荣耀充满，因为荣耀的神在那里。
The place can be filled with glory because glorious God is there.
弟兄姊妹，还剩下这两三天。
We only have two or three days.
我希望我们都成为等候主回来的人。
May we all become a group of people who wait for the Lord's return.
我们都成为那个欢迎主回来的人。
We become a group of people who welcome His return.
我们都能够像大卫的一样，那样子又跳歌又唱歌又跳舞，高兴神回来。
We'll be like King David, who are so joyful to welcome the return of the Lord with dancing and singing and shouting.
我们像锡安的守望者一样，我们扬声欢呼，因为神来了。
We'll be like watchmen of Zion. We will shout for joy, lift out our voices.
这块地成为敬拜之地。
And this land will become the land of worship.
这块地成为神的居所。
And it will become the dwelling place of God.
这块地成为福音的出口。
And will become will become a source of gospel.
这块地成为神儿女们的家。
And become a home of God's children.
这块地成为门徒的学校，我们在这里被造就。
It will become a school for disciples to be equipped.
这块地成为在仇敌中间的一个桥头堡，一个征战的堡垒。
It will become a rampart. It will become a secure place in the midst of enemies.
因为神与我们同在。
Because God is with us.
主，我们都一起站在你的面前。
Lord, we're standing before you now.
荣耀的王，永远不要离开我们。
Glorious King, never leave us.
我们虽然知道你永远与我们同在。
We know that you're always with us.
但是我们何等希望我们成为叫你安息之所。
And how we wish that we become your resting place.
我们何等希望你在我们中间的时候不是为我们忧心着急。
How we wish when you are together with us, you do not grieve over us.
而是你的心满了喜乐，满了安慰。
But your heart will be full of delight.
因为你在这里得着了一些向你降服的人。
Because you have obtained a group of people who will surrender to you.
愿意让你来改变我们。
Are willing to be changed by you.
让你来使用我们。
Willing to be used by you.
让你来充满我们。
Willing to be filled by you.
哦，那些爱慕你显现，喜欢与你交通的人。
That we long for your appearance, and we love to have fellowship with you.
主啊，在这里得到一些像加勒一样专心爱你跟从你的人。
obtain a group of people who have a different spirit like Caleb who focus on loving you.
也得到一些像玛利亚一样拣选上好福分的人。
Or like Mary who had chosen the better portion.
那常在爱中与主交通。
That we will often have fellowship with God in love.
主，我们在这里一起为着礼拜二晚上的公听，我们向你祷告。
Now we're praying for Tuesday night's public hearing.
主啊，征战是属于你的。
The battle is yours, Lord.
征战的胜败更是在乎耶和华。
And the victory is to the Lord.
我们再一次在这里高举你的名。
Together we exalt your name.
我们再一次在你荣耀的旨意面前向你降服。
And we once again surrender and submit before your glorious will.
我们求你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
We pray that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
May your name be glorified.
是的，主，我们把那天的聚会交在你的手中。
We commit that day's meeting in your hands.
让我们成为一个见证荣耀你的聚会。
That it will become a glorious meeting to witness for your name.
再一次在战场上，让我们遇见你。
Once again, we want to see you in the battlefield.
让我们看见你大能的作为。
We want to see your mighty deeds.
我们看见你荣耀的宝座。
We will see your glorious throne.
我们也看见你的子民像耶和华的军队一样。
That your people will be like the army of the Lord.
我们都能摆正站着。
That we will position ourselves and stand.
我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
一切的荣耀归给你。
Be all the glory to you.
祝福归给你的百姓。
And all the blessings to your people.
羞辱归给你的仇敌。
To your enemy. In
Jesus'
name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音施工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。